you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Reading from Mark chapter 16, verse 19 and 20. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the sign that accompanied it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. And after talking earlier with Donna Leland, I told her I was going to be a little Leland Jr. and follow suit with what she often does, with sharing some thoughts and playing some great music, as my Testimony Tuesday guest for today is being rescheduled for the future. And in fact, next Monday and Tuesday, I'm going to have, Lord willing, Dr. David Webb, as the Lord has put a few things on his heart. And I'm also lining up two or three other Testimony Tuesdays, so we'll be sure to have different guests in the studio in the upcoming weeks and months. But today I'm going to read some listener letters, and I've lined up three great songs which will help emphasize some of the remarks that the listeners have and call us all to go into all the world and tell the good news of Jesus, where each one of us can reach one, and it's in Christ alone that we place our hopes and we testify to that good news. So that's kind of a hint. You're going to hear from the praise band, Tell the World, Each One, Reach One by Babbie Mason, closing out with In Christ Alone by Keith and Kristen Getty. So on this Testimony Tuesday, I'll testify to the world's greatest listeners. That's you who's tuned in today, and we appreciate all the feedback, the guidance, the suggestions, the encouraging words, the many things you say and state that motivates us to work hard and to continue with our threefold goals to educate, edify, and evangelize. So emphasizing that calling, this is what Edward from Ellsworth, Illinois has to say. Thank you for your faithfulness to provide this encouragement to Central Illinois and beyond. May God bless your efforts day by day. Thank you, Edward. Here's a note from Betty from Rantoul. Good morning. Blessings into you all, certainly. Blessings going out by God's grace. Tuned in and thankful for the ministry of Great News Media on my radio. Well, thank you, Betty. And before we hear from the praise band Tell the World, this is what Dee has to say from Hudson, Illinois. It's a Christmas card with the three wise men on camels. Glory to the newborn king is stamped in the card, and she handwrites, Merry Christmas to my favorite radio station. I listen daily. Thank you so much, Dee and family. One of the privileges we have with these 19 frequencies all dedicated to the Lord's use is that we get to proclaim and tell that good news message. And may this song by the praise band remind you to get out and tell the world today.
Tell the world the message. Take it everywhere to every tribe and nation. Call to share.
Was the praise band Tell the World. May our radio ministry be empowered to equip you to do that each day, as we count it a privilege to serve and encourage you on your faith journey. This is what John and Gail from Paxton, Illinois have to say. Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year to all the staff and volunteers at Great News Media. Keep the airwaves full of God's good news. Jesus, our Savior, is born. John and Gail. Thanks, guys. John and Gail helped deliver the Prime Lifetimes publication all around Paxton and Fisher and parts of Champaign. This note comes from Carolyn, who now lives in Sydney, Ohio, but she's a longtime listener, and writes, "Mark and friends, I have moved to Ohio where my son Tom and family live. It is a great Christian retirement community, but I miss Great News Radio and your wonderful programs. I so enjoyed our trip to Israel, and it was amazing. Love to all, Carolyn." And thank you, Carolyn, for continuing to support this ministry that reaches so many people. And even though you've moved out of the area, maybe you're listening to our streaming audio or the Mark and Friends programs that are archived at greatnewsradio.org and also at wluj.org. And as far as trips to Israel, we're praying up how God may lead us into the future. As some of you may know, I've hosted 28 different trips to the Holy Land. And until God leads us to do it again, I just sit and wait and pray it up, and we'll see how he leads. But there has been a growing interest in when we might have the next trip, and so we'll keep you updated as God orchestrates and pulls that all together. Here's a special Christmas card, Season of Hope. And handwritten, she put Great News Radio, and then the card states, "Thinking of you and hoping your Christmas is peaceful and filled with the true gifts of the season." And then handwritten, "What a Savior, Jesus Christ! Exclamation point. Let his name be heard to save, and let his sweet love give purpose and strength. Merry Christmas, 2022, signed by Brenda. And then she encloses a little insert, "I call him Lord" lyrics. "Master, Redeemer, Savior of the world, Wonderful Counselor, Bright Morning Star, Lily of the Valley, Provider and Friend, He was yesterday, he'll be tomorrow, the beginning and end. But the angel called him Jesus, born of a virgin. Mary called him Jesus, but I call him Lord. Jehovah, Messiah, mighty God and King, bread of life, he's the lasting word of love that I sing. Light in darkness, door to heaven, my home in the sky, the fountain of living water that never shall run dry. But the angel called him Jesus, born of a virgin. Mary called him Jesus, but I call him Lord. Merry Christmas 2022. Well, thank you, Brenda, who lives in Villa Grove, for these sweet words and these wonderful I Call Him Lord lyrics. One more note before we hear from Babby Mason, Each One Reach One. Here is my end-of-the-year gift for Great News Radio, and that comes from Wilfred from Odell, Illinois. Well, let's let Babby Mason's word about each one of us reaching somebody today or maybe this week or by the weekend where we seize that opportunity to share the good news message of Jesus.
Today a man is somewhere proclaiming the good news, winning families to Jesus all around his neighborhood. He tells them that God is able to make their house a home. He wants to win his world for Christ, but he can't do it alone. But each one can reach one as we follow after Christ. We all can lead one. We can lead one to the Savior. Then together we can tell the world that Jesus is the way. If we unchanging, go ye into all the world and share the love of Jesus far away or door to door. You see, just like somebody told you that Jesus loves you so, you must tell someone who will tell someone until the whole.
That was Babbie Mason, Each One, Reach One. Just a classic reminder how if all of us just reached one person this week or this month, and they went out and reached one person this week or this month, thousands upon thousands could communicate that good news message of Jesus impacting our home, our workplace, our community, our state, our country, our world. Each one, reach one. Well, before I close out with In Christ Alone by Keith and Kristen Getty, let me share a few more of our listener letters. This comes from Craig and Beth from Tuscola, Illinois. We do appreciate your station! Exclamation point. The teaching programs are all excellent. Thanks, Craig and Beth, for your support. This comes from Anita from Thomasboro. Thank you! Exclamation point. Thank you! Double exclamation point. You are such a blessing to me and others. Double exclamation point. God bless you! Triple exclamation point. Thank you, Anita. May God continue to use our broadcast to bless you in a variety of ways. And all that tune in, may you take steps forward on your faith journey. On a response card for the friends of WGNN, Great News Radio, and the WLUJ family of stations, Steve writes, but this is from Steve and Alice of Urbana, thank you, Mark, staff, and volunteers for another great year of broadcasting good news to us on the radio and internet. We thank God for you. Thank you, Steve and Alice, faithful monthly supporters for many, many years. Here's a note from Marlena from Champaign, and she writes, in memory of my husband, Richard, who loved the Southern gospel music on Saturdays. Thank you. Thank you, Marlena, for remembering your husband in the special way through a donation. May God be an ever-present source of comfort for you. And when you hear those Southern Gospel selections on Saturday and throughout the week, may that bring fond memories to you and that gospel message that's often proclaimed through the various Southern Gospel songs. I'll close out with In Christ Alone by Keith and Kristen Getty, praying that this day you may find your source of healing and hope and affirmation in God's love for you by the finished work he accomplished in Christ alone. That's where I trust today you'll place your faith. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought. Storm, what heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. In the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain.